Good morning, everyone. Today is the last day of April, May, and we're ready for June. I'm still stuck in April for some reason. April showers bring May flowers. What do May flowers bring? But anyway, Mark read yesterday, and it didn't come out. He was reading way too fast, and he wasn't reading loud enough so people could hear it, so he's going to have to redo it today. Hopefully it'll come out better than yesterday, and we'll be able to put this on. It's like I told Mark, there's no use reading it if people can't hear you. You know, if they have to go buy a hearing aid to hear you, they probably are not going to listen to it. So, anyway, that's my thoughts. He's ready for chapter 32. This is a rather lengthy chapter. And so, Mark, you can stop at the bottom of 285 if you want to, and then that way we'll finish the rest of it. We can just do it in part one. So this is called The Doctrine of Predestination. If you want to get a copy of this book, I'll be more than happy to send you a PDF copy of it. If you go to LarryWPhillips.com and go to our contact section and say, I'd like a copy of that book, I'll be happy to send you a copy. Doctrine of Predestination, Chapter 32.
Chapter 32, The Doctrine of Predestination. Paul unveils the beautiful doctrine of predestination, election in a marvelous way in the first and second chapter, Ephesians 1 through 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God and the saints which are at Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without him, without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to God's good pleasure of his will. Praise the glory of his grace, for he hath made us accepted and beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, for he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he had purposed himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which were in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, to whom also after ye believe ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which earnest of our inheritance until the redemption, the purchase, possession, and the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith, Lord Jesus, and love of all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand, the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince, the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and have raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness toward us. His kindness toward us to Christ Jesus, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God had before ordained, and we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles of the flesh, are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision of the flesh made by hands, and at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye sometimes who were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. Okay. Who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contain ordinances to make himself a twain, one new man. So making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you, which were afar off, and then that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore we are no more strangers or foreigners, fellow citizens with the saints of the house of God, are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and him all building fitly framed together groweth unto the holy temple of the Lord, and whom ye also are, Ephesians 1-2. The apostle Paul clearly sets forth that man is dead in his trespasses and sin, but God has quickened all of his elect who were called by him for the foundation of the world, for predestinated and adoption to be his children. He also shows us in chapter 3 unsearchable riches of Christ unto me, who am less than the least of all saints. His grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden God. He created all things by Jesus Christ, intent that now as the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceed abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 4, 8 through 11, 18 through 21. Okay.
That's all.
Okay, thank you.
All right, tomorrow we'll mark the pickup on page 286 and then go down to the end of the chapter. So he'll conclude reading chapter 32 tomorrow. Thank you, Mark. You did much better today, I must say. Appreciate that. And we hope you all have a good day.